Welcome to our school's podcast. Here we're going to show you how teachers, parents, and pupils can share advice, tips, and know-how to bring the best out of all of us. Learning is a joint experience, and through our series of interviews, we can all learn more and achieve even greater things. Here is this week's host.
Hello, and welcome to our latest podcast episode for our Student Advisory Council. I'm your host, Jenny Alexander, and today with us we have...
Rabia Delatalee.
Hi. All right, today we are going to talk about Stebbins is more than just athletics. So we're going to tell everyone about the great things that we have to offer students here at Stebbins. So tell me, what does Stebbins have to offer?
Stebbins offers a lot of opportunities for students to further their career paths and their futures. There's a lot of things. We offer extracurricular activities. We offer career techs. We offer CCP classes. And in general, we just have so many resources available to us.
Yeah. Tell me about what you're involved in.
So I was given the great opportunity to start my own club called the Language Support Academy to help English language learners get caught up in their classes. But I'm also part of the Criminal Justice Career Tech here at Stebbins, which has been a lovely opportunity. And I'm also part of the Student Senate here.
Okay. So this language
Support Academy
that you guys have going on is thriving. You're getting a lot of people. Tell me about what you guys do in that.
Thank you. So we have two categories of students. We have mentors and then we have learners. So mainly the students will just bring in their homework if they have it, and the mentors will help them for the first 30 minutes, because it's 1 hour long. We just focus on work. We get everything done. The other 30 minutes, we provide them a snack. We talk in English, and it's just a great way to practice conversational skills.
And you spoke briefly about some of the career tech opportunities that students have. And I know we've touched on it in several of our podcasts about the great opportunities career tech brings to our students. What do you see just besides criminal justice?
Oh, so there are so many career techs. I can't count them all.
No, I think there's like 10 or 11. There's so many.
Exactly. Yeah. But I know a lot of career techs, you get certifications, you learn valuable skills in the field, like engineering. I know they're getting their like SolidWorks education in, which is extremely helpful in that field. I know medical science, they got CPR certified alongside criminal justice. I mainly know criminal justice things, like we get drone certified next year and we get a dispatcher certificate so we can become an emergency dispatcher.
You know, a lot of our kids end up walking out with certifications for nursing, et cetera. So it's a great opportunity. Plus, the college credit plus piece really gives students an idea of what they're going to be doing in college and getting some credits for that.
Yeah. One thing I really like about our career techs and just the school in general is we are very involved in CCP. I know engineering students, they're taking CCP classes. There's other students who are taking career-related CCP classes. We also just, in general, provide CCP classes. The school pays for a certain amount of CCP hours, and it's just a really good way for students to further their career choices, explore things, and just get their education.
Right. And the other thing is, last week we touched on our band programs, music programs, and how many activities students can get involved with in band. But one of the things, we have a ton of clubs here, BPA. What are some of the other ones that?
So from the top of my head, I know we have lots of sport clubs like esports, academic team, and then, of course, the like physically athletic clubs. There's also a green team, which is very lovely. They do a bunch of projects. I believe there was also a like international appreciation club. I might be mistaken, but it was just to celebrate different cultures and just get together, community type of stuff. I know we have a GSA club, a Gay Straight Alliance club, and it's just a safe space for students to get together, talk about their sexuality, and just connect. And then we also have a book club at Stebbins. It's very lovely. It's just a great way to talk about like what you're reading and what you enjoy reading.
And you guys are doing some great things in Student Senate.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So Student Senate, we run a lot of events that happen here at Stebbins. There's plenty of events. There's we hold dances. We hold fundraisers. It's lovely. I know we like do toy drives. We get a lot of volunteer hours. And I know NHS is also a big part of Stebbins. And it's a great opportunity to give back to the community.
Yeah. National Honor Society. We have the Leo's Club. There's just a ton of things taking place at Stebbins for students to get involved in. So when you walk through those doors and you're a little scared as a freshman, getting involved in some of these clubs and organizations could really help you get to know people.
Exactly. Some of like the closest people I know in Stebbins, I met through sports, through events. And it's just really nice to see how we can connect with others through just like volunteer things.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds to me like Stebbins has a lot to offer our students, and we're doing a lot of amazing things here.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Thanks for joining me today.
No problem.